Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Genesis 6:11 through to 7:10 and Matthew 24 verses 1 to 14. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Trust in the Lord.
First reading is Genesis 6.
Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw that the earth was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all. The earth is filled with violence because of them. Now I'm going to destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it up with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, its width, 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above. And put the door of the ark on its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For my part, I'm going to bring a flood of waters on the earth and destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing on the ground according to its kind. Two of every. Also take with you every kind of food that is eaten and store it up, and it shall serve as food. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him to do. Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you alone are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you seven pairs of all clean animals, its male and its mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and its mate. And seven pairs of the birds of the air also, male and female, to keep their kind alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the earth. And Noah with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Of clean animals and of animals that are not clean, and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground, two and two, male and female, went into the ark with Noah, as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days, the waters of the flood came on the earth.
Thank you very much, Andy. And the New Testament is taken from the Gospel of Matthew 24, 1 to 14.
As Jesus came out of the temple and was going away, his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. Then he asked them, you see all these, do you not? Truly I tell you, not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered them, beware that no one lead you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All this is but the beginning of the birth pangs. Then they will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. But anyone who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come. This is the word of the Lord.
Speak to God. Thank you very much. I'm just going to comment on a few things that for me kind of sprang out of the readings, and that reading about coming of the end, Jesus addressing a particular context first, a question from his disciples. He had made a comment about the temple, saying, you see this temple, not one stone will be left here upon another. And in 70 BC, we know, is it AD? AD. We know that that took place. The temple was destroyed and has never been rebuilt. So even today, if you go to Jerusalem, there is no temple. And Jesus speaks to them to not being led astray. So he speaks to, of course, first that generation of first disciple who had to face the reality of being a tiny minority believing in Jesus as the Messiah, believing in him as the one who was raised from the dead, and proclaiming him as the true king and the true Messiah. And for that, many early Christians did face persecution, opposition. Some were thrown in prison and even death. And we read that in the book of Acts and in the early church. So then for them, those words were very true to their situation, but also very encouraging that Jesus knew this was what's coming. And but of course, for every I would say generations, we face our own challenges. Sometimes people go through wars like today's in certain countries, time of peace or time of economic downturn or famines or natural disasters. Those things are still taking place today. What for me struck in that is that little sentence in the middle, see that you are not alarmed. See that you are not alarmed in whatever challenges we are facing in our generations. We are called not to be alarmed, not to be in a sense surprised, because we know this is a broken world, fallen world. So not to be surprised when we hear news from America that are really upsetting, not to be alarmed, not to stand by injustice. We are still called to be children of light, and whatever way we can influence for good, that's our job, with God's grace, but not to be alarmed. In a sense, what will be, as we do the best we can, the rest is in God's hand. And whether we live in time of peace or whether we are going to move in time of conflicts and trouble, not to be alarmed for me is quite of a key word. It feels a bit like in the story of Noah. God made this ark for Noah, who trusted him. And that symbol of the ark is taken by the Christian. Jesus is the ark, the perfect ark. And those who put their trust in him will be saved. Maybe not saved from the challenges, even from the suffering of this world. But I think the passage who says what it is to win the world if you lose your soul. But if you are ready to lose everything in this world, to be faithful to Christ, you will not lose your soul. And in this sense, it says, anyone who endures to the end, will be safe. So not to be alarmed and to endure in faith and trust, whatever the challenges are before us, in time of peace or in time of conflict, in time of wealth or in time of lack. We are called to be witnesses. And I like the last sentence also. This good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world, and that's who we are. We are those proclaiming. And I like this as a testimony. We shouldn't be frustrated if there is not much response. It's not our role. We are those who needs to boldly proclaim to be a testimony so that no one will say, oh, I didn't know. God will say, no, you did know. And he can point then to the faithful witness of his church, his people, in all generation and in all places. So as we continue to pray for us as a church evangelist, what does it mean to be faithful in our proclamation and in our witness so that this town, those who knows us, can say, yes, you were a testimony to me about the gospel, the good news. And that's sometimes with words and sometimes, and most of the times, with just our life, our lives, and the faithful walking with God the best we can in our own generations and with our own challenges. So that's what for me. Do not be alarmed, endure, and proclaim.
That's brilliant. You summed it up very well, Fabian.
For me, that when you said do not be alarmed, and I think every day I have my little cross in my pocket, and sort of when something comes into my mind that is a bit overwhelming or a bit alarming, I'll put my hand in my pocket and I will just say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. And it is trust, isn't it? Faith and trust. And that invariably just puts the heart beat back to where it should be. That sort of feeling of overwhelming that you're so helpless, but actually we call on the Lord. And he hears our call.
Yes.
Well, let's pray. Let's pray. The first Psalms reminded us of the goodness of God, and God is good, even in the end times where it feels very dark. He's still the same God, same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, bringing about his kingdom in his desires. And let's pray for the places we live in, the people we know, and for the unity of the church. I said that I would and then share. Let me see if I can find the other one. If I share, there we go. And we can start with that prayer, and then there will be some. So as we think about Christian Network and the wider church, Lord of the church, we thank you that we are part of a wider body. Bless our relationships with B1, the deanery, the diocese, and our national church. Grant unity, humility, and mutual encouragement, even when we differ or face challenges. Help us listening well, contributing faithfully, and walking together in your truth and love. Amen.
Amen.
There is some prayer. I think if we go to the next one, just if we want to go a little bit further in our praying of Christian unity. Lord, I thank you for the many things that are available through technology today to hear about Jesus and think of the series The Chosen that is available on mainstream like Netflix or on apps. Thank you for all the Bible apps that are downloadable for free. Thank you for courses that are made available freely to the churches, like the Bible course and the Alpha course and other tools that can be used to tell the good news of your son. And I thank you for all the shorts that go through Facebook or other social medias. Words of truth being spread all over the world. Lord, like this passage we read this morning. And like Lynn said, when we feel a bit overwhelmed, may we find a way to remind ourselves that you, Jesus, are our ark. And that in you, we are made safe. And so we renew our trust in your faithfulness, in your power to save and to guide and to renew. And we make ourselves again available to be a living witnessing, a living witness of your presence where we are.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.